Today at Kwari Nam is October 23rd, our mystical Vedic calendar, Sun 3. A very interesting story has developed. We were written to by a young man around 14 or 15 from Malaysia about how badly he had been beaten by his stepfather. One of the members of Sarvasadhana Church actually took a picture of him and showed the scars on his back. This is a very courageous member, and we really commend you. And a few days ago, he was commended by the police, security agents, the principal of the school in a grand auditorium, and personally for basically saving this young man's life. Though he was beaten and he did survive, only 2 weeks ago he was found to have severe burns on his hands and legs. The parents, adopted parents, made no effort for medical treatment at all. He was rushed to the hospital and now is in a foster home. The family faces criminal charges. Well, one step to us offers us 9 steps to you. That's our contract. So we've used up now about 7 steps to this young man because he wrote the letter, asking Sarvasadhana Church and its members in Malaysia to help. Worked for several hours on the color of a beautiful bookmark for the new edition of Merging with Shiva. This bookmark gives the colors of the human aura and what they mean. So if you see auras, you'll be able to know what those aura colors mean by reading our bookmark. Merging with Shiva will be out sometime the first of next year and ready for purchase. Today we had a publisher's desk meeting. This means we plan out the next edition of Hinduism Today International Magazine. It worked out very well, and we're on our way for the next edition featuring a beautiful cover which I think you're going to like. Shows the power of the guru. If it's necessary for him, the guru, to burn out the bad karmas of an individual, a quick and easy way to do it, through the third eye. I think you'll like to see that. We've been asked to speak a little bit on drugs and their relationship to inner life. One of our partners on the island, Marilyn Wong, who is head of the Drug-Free Kauai. Now, this does not mean that you get drugs free on Kauai. Let's not construe this. We want Kauai to be drug-free. We want everybody coming to our garden island to be uplifted. And no need for marijuana, cocaine, and all these various expensive things. We want everyone coming to our garden island to enjoy life, enjoy the beauty of nature, and be one with nature. And not want to escape from life. And avoid situations and circumstances. To be loyal to their partners and raise their children properly. We hear much today about the drug culture. Can it be called a culture? I don't think so. Where does culture come from? Culture comes from worship in the temple, culture comes from man's relationship to God as a group of people, not as an individual. We hear about the Hawaiian culture. When the temples of the Hawaiian people went down, the culture went away, the language went away, and the race went away. It's all gone. Thanks to an aggressive religious movement of another religion. Culture is the outgrowth of man's relationship to God and the angels and devas, and he carries that therefore forward to his wife, to their children, their relatives, and community at large. That's what culture is. Everything else is just trashy living. Now, I don't want to disparage the people who take drugs and may be listening, and I know a few of you are listening to me on the internet. I don't want to trash you. I just want to trash what you're doing because you're a divine soul. You don't have to escape from anything. The karmas that you're going through, you created in a past life. You don't have to escape them. Maybe you don't like society. Well, change it. You are a very special person because you are a soul living on planet Earth. Call upon your soul power, not upon an illegal package that you hold in your pocket. And that's another thing. Drugs are illegal. Makes you criminal. Makes you want to hide. Put you in the chakras below the Muladhara chakra. We're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow. But the chakra below the Muladhara chakra is the fear chakra. That's not a good state of consciousness to be in, always worried and looking over your shoulder and finding out who's behind you. You get paranoid. Maybe somebody's chasing you. Maybe you'll be discovered. Maybe you'll be arrested and at KCCC or deported back to your state. You don't want that. You don't want to live with that. It's not right. Drug-free Kauai. Aloha is the spirit of Kauai, of loving each other and friendship and camaraderie. That's the spirit we want here. Go to another island for drugs. Go to another state, another country. Not here. Not here on Kauai. Because this is a spiritual island. This is an island that is a vortex that lifts you up. It will lift you up. You do not need anything else to stimulate you, to open inner doors of higher chakras and all of that. Now I'm talking to you through cyberspace. To you who are right on this garden island, looking right in your computer at me. But right now, as I'm talking, I'm looking at you and seeing what you're doing. A better life awaits you, but you have to accept it. Don't avoid it. It's a valuable time on this planet, living in a physical body and with abortions and murders and all the terrible things that are happening. Watch CNN. You can lose your body really easily, and a new body is really hard to get. Don't destroy it.